Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, October 29th. Local OPP have announced a proactive program for people who wander and who may not be able to get themselves home. Victim Services Bruce Gray Perth, the Alzheimer Society, South Bruce OPP, Grey Bruce OPP, West Grey and Owen Sound Police are launching Project Lifesaver. Participants can wear a 1 ounce personalized wristband that emits a continuous radio frequency that can be tracked by a Project Lifesaver receiver. Select police officers who have been qualified as electronic search specialists operate the radio frequency-based tracking system. OPP say it allows first responders to quickly locate a wandering person and get them back to their families. To find out more, contact Victim Services Bruce Gray Perth. Grey County is going to improve a 35.5-kilometer stretch of the CP Rail Trail. County Council voted at its meeting on Thursday to award an $836,000 contract to Bluewater Landscaping and Construction to complete the grading, stone dust resurfacing, and compacting of the trail from south of Berkeley to Dundalk. That's set to take place during the 2022 and 2023 construction seasons. County Councillor and Southgate Deputy Mayor Brian Milne.
The residents at the north end of the county have had the benefit of a wonderful trail for a number of years. I think it's time that we allow the rest of the county, the south end, to have access to a lovely trail as well.
The entire Grey County CP Rail Trail is 77 kilometers long and runs from Owen Sound to Dundalk. The county has been gradually completing grading and stone dust resurfacing work to it. A new survey has found nearly 1 in 5 Canadians has resigned from their jobs during the pandemic due to increased stress at work. The Life Works Mental Health Index is a monthly survey that asks Canadians questions about their mental health and well-being. In the latest survey, 35% of Canadians reported they are either considering or are unsure about leaving their current job. It found older employees and parents were more likely to resign from their jobs than younger, childless workers, while 35% of respondents between the ages of 40 and 69 cited a lack of appreciation in the workplace as a reason for resigning, compared to just 9% of respondents aged 20 to 39. Meanwhile, it says parents were more than twice as likely as non-parents to report resigning during the pandemic. More onions are being recalled due to possible salmonella contamination. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says Dorsey and MVP brand yellow onions, Piercy brand yellow and white onions, and Riga Farms brand yellow onions have all been recalled. They say those onions, which come from Mexico, have been sold in Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, and possibly other provinces and territories. Officials say the onions should either be thrown out or returned to where they were bought. In sports in Major League Ball, it's Game 3 of the World Series between Houston and Atlanta. The best-of-seven series is tied 1-1. The first pitch is at 8:09. 6 games in the NHL tonight, including the Ottawa Senators at Dallas. The Owen Sound Attack visit the Guelph Storm tonight in Ontario Hockey League action. You can hear the game from Guelph live with Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service Bear Radio. Bear Radio is brought to you in part by MacArthur Tire. Broadcast time is 7 o'clock on 560 CFOS. Saturday, the Attack hosts the Sting. 3 games tonight in WOAA hockey, including the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks at Shallow Lake to play the Crushers. Game time at the Shallow Lake and District Community Center is 8:30. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Mount Forest Patriots visit the Wingham Ironmen, the Walkerton Hawks host the Kincardine Bulldogs, and the Hanover Barons host the Goderich Flyers. 7 games in the NBA, including the Toronto Raptors hosting Orlando. In the Canadian Football League, Calgary visits the Ottawa Redblacks at 7, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats play the Edmonton Elks at 9:45. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.